Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning on this Friday. Okay, interesting and shocking admission from the CDC. It's interesting how this all went down. We've been talking about the spike in deaths from the COVID vaccine, a shocking number, 12,313 reports of death. And the last 2 weeks, it has gone over the top with an additional 2,000 cases a week reported. And I was trying to understand why those numbers had gone up so fast. I thought, well, people are discovering VAERS because the actual number of vaccinations has gone down. Well, a lot of people noticing this, to the point that the Centers for Disease Control finally had to come out and acknowledge it. Here's what they say. Okay, now keep in mind, the CDC has lied to us, obfuscated, misled, or just been flat out wrong about just about everything they've told us about COVID so far. So when they say anything about COVID, including, oh, we had to take half those deaths off our site. Sorry, yeah, that number was wrong. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. But let's assume for a minute they're telling the truth. They came out over the last 48 hours and said the sudden jump in post-COVID vaccination death reports is not correct. It's the result of an error. That there aren't actually 12,313 deaths from COVID. There's only 6,079 from the vaccine. Okay, so there's two fascinating things going on here. Now, they don't explain, and several media outlets ask them, real media outlets, not mainstream media outlets, they don't care. They're not going to tell you about any deaths, not even a single one. But real media outlets like the Epoch Times asked them, well, how did this happen? I mean, how did you double the number of deaths in your system? They said it was an accident, but wouldn't clarify how it happened. That puts my little antenna up. But again, let's assume for once the CDC is telling the truth about COVID. That's a stretch, but let's do it. Do you realize what just happened here? Let's, assuming it's really 6,000 deaths, not 12,000. The CDC just admitted there's 6,000 deaths from COVID, from the COVID vaccine. That is huge. Because before, and I know because it's one of the things that I got corrected about a couple months ago, and the spike just has happened in the last month, so this was before that. One of the things I got a strike against before was telling you honestly and truthfully what the VAERS database on the CDC website actually said, how many deaths there were, and there were about 3,000 deaths at that point. So the tack they've taken before is, you shall not speak of the deaths. We will pretend there are no deaths. We will send our minions out, our bureaucrats, and tell you, no, it's totally safe. Nobody's died. Everything's great. And anybody who says, hey, wait, but it says on CDC.com there's 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people dead, just gets their post taken down and they get put in Facebook jail like me. So here we go. Once again, something I correctly reported but got Facebook jailed for. We're finding out from the CDC is actually accurate. So this is fascinating. In the process of saying, oh, no, there's not 12,000. For the first time, they've admitted people have died from this vaccine, and not a small number. Can you imagine 6,000 bodies stacked up in a parking lot from this vaccine? Yeah, but Tara, so many people have gotten it. I mean, over 100 million people have gotten a vaccine, so that's a small number. No, it's not. It is the highest number ever clocked from a vaccine since we've been tracking this data over 30 years ago, and that's by a long, long, long stretch. I want to go back to swine flu when about 4 dozen people died. Not 4,000 or 6,000. 4 dozen people died from the vaccine, and there were over 4,000 adverse events, which is, you know, like injuries that are permanent and very serious, by the way. We flipped as a nation, pulled the vaccine. Wait a minute. About 4 dozen deaths, yeah, and 4,000 adverse reactions. Uh-huh. And we pulled the vaccine? Yeah, we even talked about it. We were allowed to talk about it. But now we have 6,000, not 4 dozen deaths, 6,000 deaths that the CDC has finally admitted, yes, there are deaths. Folks, at this point, they can't say with a straight face anymore this is a safe vaccine. 6,000 bodies, do you know how many that is? So I want to go back and pull this so you can see what I'm talking about. This is Mike Wallace. Back at the time, this is in the 80s, they're talking about, no, this is in the 70s, they're talking about this, this is late 70s. They're talking about the swine flu. And I want you to see how an honest media would report 4 dozen deaths from the COVID vaccine and about 4,000 adverse events. Again, we're up to 6,000 deaths, an absolute massacre. The most massive failure we've ever recorded from a vaccine in America. Here's what that sounded like back then.
Remember the swine flu scare of 1976? That was the year the U.S. government told us all that swine flu could turn out to be a killer that could spread across the nation. And Washington decided that every man, woman, and child in the nation should get a shot to prevent a nationwide outbreak, a pandemic. Well, 46 million of us obediently took the shot. And now 4,000 Americans are claiming damages from Uncle Sam amounting to $3.5 billion. Because of what happened when they took that shot. By far the greatest number of the claims, 2/3 of them, are for neurological damage or even death, allegedly triggered by the flu shot. We pick up the story back in 1976 when the threat posed by the swine flu virus seemed very real indeed.
This virus was the cause of a pandemic in 1918 and 1919 that resulted in over 500,000 deaths in the United States, as well as 20 million deaths around the world.
See how easy it is to...
Thus, the U.S. government's publicity machine was cranked into action to urge all America to protect itself against the swine flu menace.
Influenza is serious business. During major flu...
So you see the difference there. 44 deaths, 4,000 serious injuries. Major scandal. They pulled the shot. We're up to 6,000 deaths. We're not allowed to speak of it online. So it was remarkable that the CDC actually admitted to this in order to say, oh, wait, it wasn't 12,000 deaths. It was 6,000. Wow. That is massive. To give you some idea of what is normal in the VAERS system, normal is 20 to 30 deaths from the flu vaccine every year. And people do die of vaccines in the United States of America. That's not new. But they don't die at these rates. We don't accept it. And, you know, in that case with the flu vaccine, that's, you know, between 40 and 60% of the population getting the thing. So this is a big deal that the CDC has just admitted this. You know what this means? It's not safe. It is the most unsafe vaccine we have ever produced by the numbers. And here's the thing. There's a lawsuit that was filed earlier this week by frontline doctors. They're the white coats that had that big press conference. And they're pulling data from other sources and saying, nope. Typically, and this is true, typically only about 10% of adverse reactions are reported to the VAERS system. It runs between 5 and 10. So that would mean about 60,000 deaths. And we would assume that if it was any other shot. Because that's how it goes. A lot of people don't know about VAERS. They don't understand how to do it. Many doctors are hesitant to report to VAERS because it's like ringing the dinner bell for the malpractice attorneys. They're going to want to come to your office. They're going to see, how did you store the shot? Who gave it? Did you give it improperly? Is it your fault, the person's dead? So it's like ringing the dinner bell for the attorneys. Doctors don't want to do it. I don't blame them, especially not when it's going to take an extensive investigation to find out if the shot did in fact kill the person. So that lawsuit was just filed saying, no, the deaths are at least 45,000 from this. We need to pull the emergency use authorization. So we have made progress today. We have, haphazardly, the CDC finally admitting to 6,000 deaths. You will see this nowhere, except in our media. Because they just lie to you. I don't know why they won't tell you the truth about that. But I wanted you to hear Mike Wallace and how they reported that on the 44 deaths and how 44 deaths was once enough to pull a shot and they're trying to ram it in your arm while telling you it's safe. And what they've done is changed the definition of safe. That's what they've done. And the reason Frontline Doctors is suing, they filed the suit in Alabama. We'll see where it goes. We'll see if the courts buy the argument that there are 45,000 deaths. They're going to have to prove it. The reason this is so important, why I'm on this every day, is because the pressure on you by the time school starts to vaccinate your kids is going to be excruciating, and I want you to have all the details. This is not a safe vaccine by any standard we've ever used. It's not. And the CDC, for the first time, just admitted this has caused a massive amount of death. That is a huge number of death. That is not, you're fine. It's really safe. No, not a lot of people have died. Well, how many? 6,000? Wow. Wow. More COVID news coming up. Folks, there, you got to listen to my podcast this week. Something is up with COVID right now. Something is up with the shot. Something is up around the world. We've got a lot of new evidence of that. This is why they want to censor right now. They don't want you to figure out what it is. I dove deep into it this week in the Battleground podcast. You can get that podcast by texting the keyword Battleground to 71307.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This show is, of course, powered by coffee. Yeah, without 2 cups, I just can't do it. I can't. But more than that, I get so jittery. Well, are you a heavy coffee drinker? You should know this. You may want to keep your coffee consumption moderate. University of South Australia researchers have linked coffee consumption with smaller total brain size. It shrinks your brain. And increased risk of dementia. Now, here's the thing, though. It actually helps you up to a certain point. Like, it's actually good for your health. And can reduce dementia when you have just a few cups. But when you go more than 6 cups of coffee a day, you have a 53% increased risk of dementia. You know what I think this is? Just as a coffee drinker myself. And these are big cups. They're 12-ounce cups. So I probably have more like 4. I guess. Yeah, 3. If I drink coffee, I'm full. I can literally almost skip breakfast. And I do. Try to most days. If I don't have the coffee, I get hungry. So, you know, you keep all that sugar out of your system. You keep the carbs out of your system from that. And that is going to help with dementia. That is going to help with brain health long term. But what they're saying is you drink too much and you're going to shrink your brain. So, you know, she's not telling you, you know, stop or anything. Just cut down. Cut down to maybe 3-4 cups. Just don't go over, you know, 6. Anyway, it was only in people who had more than 6 cups of coffee a day. It's a 53% increased risk of dementia. So there you go. News you can use right here on The Tara Show. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Two remarkable admissions in the last 2 days we have had about COVID as we try to get the truth, which is very hard to do about COVID. The CDC just admitted that, yes, 6,100 people have died. It's actually 6,079 from the COVID vaccine. That is remarkable since they've been telling us it's totally safe. Now, I fully expect to get the text. I haven't gotten them yet on the text line. Well, yeah, but millions and millions have been vaccinated, so that's a really small number. It is. That's right. That's true. But it is by far the highest number of deaths from a vaccine we've ever had, and not even close. Again, they pulled the swine flu vaccine after 44 deaths. We are at 6,079, and they're still telling you it's safe. You picture 6,000 bodies stacked up? I mean, wow. Texter writes, is it 6,000 in the U.S. or worldwide? That's in the U.S. Texter writes, my 76-year-old father was hospitalized 3 months after the Moderna vaccine with blood clots. Never had an issue before the vaccine. Doctors wouldn't admit it was the vaccine. Yeah, I know they do that. Yeah, because no doctor's going to say that. Did he administer it to you? He could be on the line for that. They could be sued. Well, they sort out, was it the vaccine itself or the way it was administered? So that's interesting. So this comes on the heels of yesterday. We talked about this. The Wall Street Journal admitting on the editorial page that about half the child COVID deaths are fake. They didn't use the term fake. That's me. But because of the coding, I've been telling you this for a long time. Dr. Marty Marquet, who's at Johns Hopkins, he is a doctor and a medical professor, pulled all the child deaths and hospitalizations and found that roughly half of them didn't actually have active COVID, even though we're told they were, you know, COVID deaths or COVID hospitalizations. They were not. He said they were for stuff like crashing on your bicycle. The kid tested positive on the way in, and they test everybody. But these are asymptomatic cases. So that is the first time we have seen in a major U.S. media platform admit, hey, the way they code this is faulty. And I've been telling you that for a year and a half. It's designed to jack the caseload and make it look worse. Again, it's the only thing you can die of that if you have it, you're listed as dying of it, even if it's in the secondary place on your death certificate. The way I explain it is this. If you've got stage 4 cancer and tragically you get the flu, what did you die of? Your death certificate will say cancer. Flu will be secondary. If you have stage 4 cancer and you get COVID, what did you die of? You died of COVID. Because the CDC changed the coding. So, and I've been trying to get the answer to that question for a long time. Okay, what are the real COVID deaths and what are the fake COVID deaths? So this is the closest we have come to getting the truth about that. And we only have it for kids. Somebody's going to admit this. The left always tells us what they did because they think they're clever. That half those child deaths and hospitalizations aren't. They're as Dr. Marty Marquet writes, they're with COVID, not from or because of COVID. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the Wall Street Journal reported they lied about the virus. Again, they didn't use the term lied. They just put the truth out there. The CDC admitted that they lied about the death number, so why should I believe that they aren't lying about the vaccine? You should not. Another texter writes, where'd this go? I spent 30 days on Facebook jail for simply posting the VAERS hyperlink. I know, that's the vaccine adverse reporting system hyperlink where it has all the deaths and the adverse reactions. The crazy thing is, it's at cdc.gov. It's the government. It's not a conspiracy site. But they will not let you post it to Facebook. Kind of scary if you think about it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, the good news, it is Friday, one of the craziest stories of the week. And this is for my trolls. I'm trying to help you on a daily basis, I do. I don't believe anyone's a lost cause. Let me explain something to you about your party. They don't give a rip about the environment. They truly don't. They don't care about global warming. They made it up. And they made it up for one reason. Climate change, global warming. To use it as an excuse to kneecap the U.S. economies. They've got to take the U.S. down in order to implement the kind of system that they want both in the country and in the world. The U.S. is the last stone that's holding it all back, right? So they got to take out the economy here so that they can say capitalism has failed. They got to collapse it. So one of the things they've noticed that is the biggest driver of growth, the single biggest driver of growth of our economy was under Trump, is the mining and minerals category, which is natural gas, oil, all of that. 28 to 33% of our economy's growth, quarter after quarter during the Trump administration, was in that category. Okay, so that has to be destroyed. That has to be taken down. Now you're thinking, no, they want to save the world. They want to save the earth. They want to prevent global. No, they don't. You cannot argue that with a straight face after this week. You cannot. Because if that was the case, Joe Biden would have left Trump's very successful sanctions in place to stop the Nord 2 pipeline for Russia. It was one of the few issues on which Trump and Obama were in agreement. This has been the policy of the country. No, we're not going to help Russia expand its sale of natural gas and oil. We're not going to do that. If you truly believe in climate change, you think that's a real thing, ask yourself why your president just expanded the Russian economy and Russian energy. If the goal is we're going to block all kinds of carbon-based energy, we're going to use solar and wind, that's what they tell us. It's a lie. They want to use solar and wind because it's notoriously unreliable. You've seen it. What happened in Texas. You've seen the blackouts in California. Makes it manufacturing reliably impossible. But they don't care about global warming. They don't care about the planet. Because nobody who cares about the planet would have done what Joe Biden did this week after shutting down the Keystone Pipeline. You can't look at this any other way. There is no other way to look at it. It's impossible. They just put Russia in the energy driver's seat so that we would not sit in it, so that they could find a way to slow down the biggest category of economic growth in this country. They absolutely did that. There is no other way you can look at this. There was no reason, no reason to give that pipeline, which we had successfully blocked, to Putin. None. Donald Trump had cut all kinds of great deals with particularly small, you know, Eastern European, small social, former Soviet republics to buy our natural gas. Joe Biden just crushed that. He said, no, buy Russia's. Are you kidding me? If he was consistent, he wouldn't want him to buy Russia's. But he did. He did. Here's former Trump economic advisor Larry Kudlow talking about the absolute outrage of the Nord 2 pipeline being greenlit after more than a decade of Russia fighting for it. It's going to allow the Russian spigot to turn on in a way that was just blocked in the U.S. with the Keystone. This is incredible stuff. So what do we get for that, though? Nothing. Well, we did get something. It was the biggest and best kneecap to the American energy industry and thus American growth that the Democrats have been able to apply so far. That's what we got. We want to put anybody else in charge. Do you realize that Joe Biden temporarily lifted the Iranian oil embargo to get Iranian oil in here? while denying federal leases to those who want to drill right here? Why would you do that? That's not a commitment to green energy. That's a commitment to destruction of the economy. Here's Larry Kudlow, today's first epic rant. He's former Trump advisor who helped cut a lot of those deals for oil and natural gas that we were going to sell those countries on the absurdity of this.
So let me get this right. Russia can drill, Russia can produce, no problem, but American oil can't. Energy companies can't drill. Energy companies can't produce. No XL pipeline. No ANWR. No drilling on federal lands, which fortunately was overturned by the judge. So we're not in that business, but they are. Our economy is going to suffer. Russia's economy is going to prosper. Russia gets undue influence over Europe, most of whom oppose this. And I don't understand.
I'll add one more thing to your list, Larry, right? We end Keystone, but we're urging OPEC to pump more, which they agreed to do just about a week ago.
Oh, I love that.
See?
So why did you, Larry?
I absolutely love that.
It's true.
We encouraged OPEC Plus, that's Saudi Arabia and Russia, to pump more, to produce more. And again, we want them to help get oil prices down in the world market so maybe gasoline prices will fall. Mm. But American companies can't. So the rest of the world can produce. America, we're going to wreck our energy industry between Green New Deal regulations and, of course, high taxes. And how's this going to help America? How's this going to help our economic security? And how's this going to help our international security, giving Russia all this power for which we got nothing?
Okay,
that's the amazing thing.
So to be clear,
nothing.
That is.
Well, as you know, it is now politically incorrect to suggest that animals mean to attack you when they attack you. You know, it's personal. Our society is insane. No, we learned that this week. You cannot say shark attack anymore. You cannot. It's an encounter. Yes, but I lost the limb. Still an encounter. And you really shouldn't say shark, because shark has a negative connotation. Instead say, it is a majestic predatory fish. You think I'm joking? No. These were scientists from Australia. Okay, so I had an encounter. How do you even tell 911 when you call? I had an encounter with a majestic predatory fish. Oh, that's nice for you. You going back to the aquarium anytime soon? No, I'm bleeding. This society is insane. Okay. But I've long believed it was personal. I one of the most fascinating interviews I've ever done, believe it or not, was in Myrtle Beach. And it was a guy who had gotten attacked. There was a rash of shark attacks one summer when I was there. But this one fascinated me because I think it was personal. I swear it was personal. This guy was a big guy. He was like 6'3", 6'4", big hulking guy. And the shark, you know, so we're told, they just, I'm sorry, the majestic predatory fish, we're told that His Majesty just takes a little bite to see, you know, if you're tasty. They don't mean anything by it. You shouldn't hold it against him. Well, this one didn't. It kept coming back and sinking its teeth into him and doing a fascinating thing, trying to pull him out to sea. And you could see the teeth marks sideways along his body. And he was saying, listen, I would not have survived this. I would have been dragged off by the majestic predatory fish. If I hadn't, he dug his feet into the sandbar hard, like straight down. And he said, this went on. I mean, this went on for minutes. The ship was a tug of war. It's shark versus me. He said, if I wasn't so big, I couldn't have done it. And the thing released him to get a better grip. Majestic predatory fish, my rear end. That was on purpose. It was on purpose. And now did you see this? Because what are we told about majestic predatory bears? Well, they're just protecting their territories. Probably a mom protecting her young. And you can't hold it against them. And hey, it's not personal. Did you hear what happened to this guy in Alaska? Oh, this is fascinating. It's a grizzly bear, right? And it kept coming back. Like an animal in a monster movie. Okay, he was staying in a shack near a river in the Alaskan wilderness. It was a mining camp, right? So he'd go out there while he was working. The thing tore the door off the first night. And it kept coming back and stalking him. And he wanted to leave. He didn't have a car. He'd been dropped off. But he was afraid to start walking. Because he said the thing would stalk him. It wouldn't let him get far. And it came back night after night after night. And he was exhausted. Because he couldn't sleep because the thing kept coming back and it had already ripped the door off. I mean, this sounds like Cujo. Right? Do you know how he survived? He was on the roof. He put SOS on the roof. And there was a rescue crew that was going to a training exercise that happened to see it. And they stopped and they got him. He was totally exhausted from trying to stay alive and stay away because it kept coming back. Now, you going to tell me that isn't personal? I think animals are capable of more we give them credit for. By the way, at some point, the bear had dragged him down to the river. So the bear had actually gotten a hold of him, dragged him around. Oh, this is totally personal, y'all. Kept coming back like it was on its agenda. Folks, I'm just saying. Majestic predatory, my rear end.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.